from struggle to strategy. Why financial independence is possible for you? By the entrepreneur. Introduction. The beginning of your financial freedom journey. There comes a point in every person's life when they look around and ask, "Is this really it?" The paycheck to paycheck grind, the mounting bills, the feeling that no matter how hard you work, true freedom stays out of reach. If that sounds like you, I want you to know something right now. You are not alone. More importantly, you are not stuck. Here's the truth. I've been where you are. This isn't some theory I learned in business school or read in someone else's book. This is what worked for me when I was drowning in debt, stressed about every bill, and wondering if I'd ever break free. Why financial independence is possible for you isn't built on fantasy or get-rich-quick hype. It's built on the real strategies that pulled me and thousands of others I've mentored out of the financial quicksand. You don't need to be a financial expert. You don't need to be rich already. You need to be willing to change how you think, move, and see your future. Inside these pages, you'll meet a version of yourself that's been waiting to be awakened. The strategic thinker, the bold risk taker, the disciplined builder of wealth. This journey isn't just about money, it's about power, ownership, legacy, and choice. So if you're ready to stop living by default and start living by design, turn the page. Your new life begins now. Chapter 1. The lie you've been living. Let's get to it and start with the uncomfortable truth. Most of us have been lied to since childhood. We were told to go to school, get good grades, land a secure job, and work for 40 years, climbing the corporate ladder, hoping for retirement. We followed the script, only to find ourselves stuck in a cycle, living paycheck to paycheck, buried in debt, and quietly burning out. But here's the thing, you were never meant to live that way. The system wasn't designed to set you free, but to keep you working. What nobody told us growing up is that we were taught how to earn just enough to survive, but never how to own our time, choices, or future. You weren't taught how money grows. You weren't taught that money was a tool. You weren't shown how to use money to build assets. You were trained to be a worker, not an owner. Most people don't want to admit this, but the education system prepares you to be someone else's employee, not your own boss. It teaches you to follow instructions, not to create opportunities. It rewards obedience, not independence. But here's the good news. The moment you recognize the system, you gain the power to break free from it. Financial independence isn't reserved for the elite or the lucky. It's available to anyone willing to step off the hamster wheel and start building on purpose. This chapter marks the beginning of your shift from surviving to designing. Because now, you see the lie. And once you see it, you can never unsee it. This is how I broke free, and it's how you will too. Chapter 2. The power of one small change. One of the biggest misconceptions about financial freedom is that you need large sums of money to start. That's simply not true. In fact, you don't need a huge windfall, a rich uncle, or a sudden inheritance. You need the courage to take one small step in the right direction. What I've seen over and over is that success, especially financial success, is built on habits, not just significant breakthroughs. The small daily actions can change the course of your future. It could be as simple as setting aside a few dollars a day for savings or investing just 10% of your income into a retirement fund. It might mean waking up 15 minutes earlier to read a book on personal finance. This is what I tell everyone I mentor. You've got to build it one block at a time. One small habit can snowball into something much bigger. Those small savings could eventually grow into an emergency fund. A few minutes of learning daily could turn you into an investment guru. And those 15 minutes each morning could lead to new ideas that change your life forever. The key is consistency. It's not about making a drastic change overnight, but about doing something, however small, every single day. If you're tired of the same old cycle, start by changing one small thing and see what happens. Look up Atomic Habits. This concept changed my life. As for understanding how small savings compound, I suggest you read The Richest Man in Babylon. It's available on audio if reading isn't your thing. You are an incredible individual, created to do great things in life and with your life, not to be a slave to a system designed to profit off of the weak. This is the kind of advice I wish I had when I was struggling. You are the architect of your life. When you understand this, you are the one holding the paintbrush, standing directly in front of the canvas. Whatever you decide to paint now falls solely on you. You just need to start. Chapter 3. You don't need to be rich, you need a plan. The idea of becoming financially independent often feels out of reach for most people, especially those who don't have a six-figure salary or trust funds waiting for them. You might think financial independence is a privilege reserved for the ultra-wealthy, but that's a myth. Here's the truth. You don't need to be rich to become financially free. You need a well-organized plan, a measurable strategy to manage and grow your money in ways that make sense for your life and future goals. People who achieve financial independence do so by living intentionally. They build systems for managing their money and follow those systems consistently. That means tracking income and expenses, reducing unnecessary spending, and creating a budget prioritizing savings and investments. A great system to implement and reach your goals is what I call the JAR system, which I adapted from the Richest Man in Babylon. It's simple. Divide your income into different jars or accounts for different purposes. One for necessities, one for investments, one for education, one for giving, and one for play. What separates the wealthy from the rest isn't just having more money, it's their ability to manage their finances effectively. They understand the value of compound interest, how to minimize taxes, and where to invest to grow their wealth over time. But most importantly, they put their money to work for them instead of working for money their entire lives. You can learn to do this too, starting with a simple plan. Whether creating a budget, paying off debt, or investing for the long term, taking small steps toward a plan allows you to begin building wealth. No matter where you start, the principle behind it is to begin. Today, richness doesn't come from how much you earn. It comes from how smart you are with what you have. Chapter 4. Breaking the paycheck to paycheck cycle. If you're living paycheck to paycheck right now, I want you to know something important. This isn't your permanent reality. It's just your current situation. And situations can change fast when you apply the right strategy. Most people don't want to admit this, but the paycheck to paycheck cycle is a trap that's hard to escape because it's designed that way. When every dollar that comes in has a predetermined destination, bills, debt, necessities, there's never anything left to build with. Here's what I've seen work. First, you need to create breathing room. This means taking a hard look at where your money's going and making some tough cuts. Not forever, just long enough to get ahead. Cut subscriptions you barely use. Negotiate your bills down. Yes, you can call and ask for better rates. Meal prep instead of eating out. Sell stuff you don't need. Find a side hustle for just a few hours a week. The goal isn't to live like a monk. It's to free up even a small percentage of your income. 10% is ideal, to start working for you instead of others. Second, build a small emergency fund. Even $500 set aside can prevent a minor setback from becoming financial quicksand. This simple buffer stops the cycle where one unexpected expense sends you deeper into debt. Third, and this is what changed everything for me, increase your value. In today's world, your income is tied to the problems you can solve. The bigger the problems, the bigger the paycheck. This is how I broke free. I studied skills on YouTube, took online courses, and practiced until I could offer something valuable. Then I either negotiated a raise or found better opportunities. The paycheck to paycheck cycle isn't broken by just cutting costs. It's broken by building your earning potential while managing what you have more strategically. If you're tired of the same old cycle, remember, financial freedom isn't about making one big leap. It's about taking consistent, small steps in the right direction, day after day. Chapter 5. The future you deserve is waiting. It's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day grind, the bills, the stress, the feeling that you're always working to keep up. But what if I told you that the life you've always wanted is closer than you think? Literally, The future you deserve is not some distant dream. You can start building it immediately. And it starts with one powerful, decisive, life-changing step. Act today. The biggest mistake most people make is thinking they must wait for the perfect moment to begin. They wait for the right time, the right amount of money, or the perfect circumstances. This is what I've seen. There is no perfect time. The only time that matters is right now. Every choice you make today sets the stage for tomorrow. The decision to save, invest, learn, and grow. These choices shape your future. And the good news is that you don't have to take massive leaps to see results. Small, consistent actions add up over time. Have you ever heard the saying, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with taking the first step"? Eventually, you reach your destination. The same applies to your story whenever you decide to move towards your financial freedom. It might feel overwhelming initially, but remember, you don't need to have it all figured out. The most important thing is that you begin. Every small step you take today moves you closer to the future you deserve. Whether you learn a new financial skill, build a side business, or simply take control of your budget, each action brings you one step closer to financial freedom. The only person holding you back is the one reflecting back at you when you look in the mirror. We are our greatest enemy and most prominent critics, and until you say to yourself, "Self, we got this." When you look into the mirror, the fear of moving forward will never be shaken. Before moving and talking to yourself, here is something else to consider. No worries. You are not crazy. You are only commanding your reflection, body, and mind. Remember this phrase. F-E-A-R stands for false evidence appears real. And you got this. Your future is waiting, and it's closer than you think. Chapter 6. Mastering money, budgeting, saving, and investing. You've made the mental shift. You've started believing financial independence is possible. Now it's time to move from belief to action. And that action begins with mastering how you manage your money. Budgeting, giving your money a job. Most people think a budget is about restriction. It's not. A budget is freedom on paper. It's the roadmap that tells every dollar where to go instead of wondering where it went. When you budget, you're not limiting your life. You're designing it purposefully. Start simple. Track your income and expenses. Use an app, a notebook, or a spreadsheet. Whatever works. Identify wants versus needs. Cut what doesn't serve your goals. Budgeting isn't about perfection. It's about awareness and intention. Saving, your safety net and launch pad. This is what I've seen. Saving money isn't optional. It's your safety net in emergencies and your launch pad to invest. Build an emergency fund of at least 3 to 6 months worth of expenses. This reduces fear and gives you breathing room. Then automate your savings. Pay yourself first every month, even if it's just $50 or by the 10% rule. Over time, that habit becomes a powerful wealth-building tool. Saving is the bridge between today's effort and tomorrow's opportunity. Make sure you put your jar system in place. Investing, making money work for you. You can only work so many hours, but your money can work 24/7. That's the power of investing. Remember, I mentioned this earlier. Put your money to work for you. It's a tool to be used. Start with what you understand. It could be index funds, real estate, or dividend stocks. Focus on consistency over hype. Learn the basics first. Compound interest, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Then you take action. Even small, regular investments grow into something powerful over time. When you master budgeting, saving, and investing, you're no longer reacting to money. You're leading it. And that's when true financial independence starts to take shape. Chapter 7. Overcoming obstacles and staying consistent. Every journey has roadblocks. Financial independence is no different. You'll face setbacks, unexpected expenses, self-doubt, job loss, failed investments, or even pressure from friends and family who don't understand your vision. But here's the truth. Setbacks are part of the process. They're all part of life. What separates those who succeed from those who don't isn't luck. It's consistency, resilience, and commitment to your goals. Facing your fears. Head on. Remember what I said about what F-E-A-R stands for? Fear is the biggest dream killer. Fear of failure. Fear of not knowing enough. Fear of making the wrong move. But fear loses its power when you act despite it. You've already begun to win the moment you take a step forward, even a small one. Ask yourself, what am I terrified of? And is fear mightier than my desire for freedom? Your answer should always be a firm no. Remember, you are not crazy when you talk to yourself and ask yourself critical questions that need addressing. Creating a system that works in hard times. When life gets tough, you need systems to lean on. Automate savings. Schedule check-ins with your budget. Build habits that run even when motivation fades. This is what I've seen. The goal isn't perfection, it's progress. Miss a week, get back on track. Blow your budget, learn and reset. It's a learning process, and you are edifying yourself to perfection. Surrounding yourself with the right people. Your environment matters. You need people around you who speak the language of growth, not gossip. Join communities, some like M Global One or GMF Real Estate Club. Follow financial mentors and build a circle of accountability. Success is contagious, so is complacency. Now you choose wisely. The power of discipline. Over motivation. Motivation will fail you. Discipline will save you. Show up daily, even when it's boring, even when it's hard. That consistency becomes your edge. Your breakthrough isn't always loud. It's often a quiet decision to keep going when no one is watching. Because if you can stay consistent, you can become unstoppable. Chapter 8. The power of passive income and investments. There's a limit to how much time you can work, but there's no limit to how much your money can earn once you place it within the right systems. Passive income is the key that unlocks your time, your options, and ultimately, your freedom. What is passive income? Passive income is money earned with minimal ongoing effort. Unlike active income, where you must show up to earn, it continues to flow even when you don't. This could be dividends from stocks, rental income from real estate, royalties from a book or digital product, or interest from peer-to-peer lending. The point is, once the asset is built or bought, it generates income with far less involvement from you. Why passive income is your fast track to freedom. Imagine covering your basic living expenses without ever clocking in. That's the power of passive income. Every dollar of passive income reduces your dependence on working for a paycheck and brings you closer to total autonomy. With enough passive income, your choices open up. You're no longer forced into decisions based on bills. You can work because you want to, not because you have to. That power shift is life-changing, trust me. Building streams one step at a time. Start small, choose one avenue and commit to learning. Invest in index funds that pay dividends. Create a side hustle that can be automated. Buy one cash-flowing asset, then stack your wins. You don't need to become an overnight millionaire. You need to create momentum. Let your first $50 of passive income prove that this path works. Because once you taste it, you'll never want to return to trading your time for money again. Chapter 9. Building a legacy. Financial independence for the next generation. It's one thing to break free from financial struggle. It's another to ensure that freedom continues beyond your lifetime. This is where legacy comes in. You're the breaker of chains. Maybe you weren't handed a trust fund. Maybe you didn't grow up with wealth, knowledge, or opportunity. But that's precisely what makes you powerful and destined to win. You're rewriting the script. You are painting your portrait. You're the turning point in your family's story. When you reach financial independence, you escape the rat race and break the cycle. That act alone becomes your legacy. Teach what you learn. Legacy isn't just what you leave behind. It's what you teach while you're still here. Share your knowledge. Talk to your children, siblings, and friends about budgeting, saving, and investing. Show them that money is a tool. As we mentioned, it's not a master and certainly not yours. Even if they don't get it initially, keep sowing the seeds. One day they'll remember what you taught, and that could be the moment their life changes. Here is something to consider. The next generation reaps the seeds sown by the previous one. Will that be your legacy? Assets over liabilities. Think bigger than quick wins. Acquire assets that last. Property, stocks, businesses, systems that produce income long after you're gone, i.e., life insurance policies. Avoid the trap of only buying liabilities that lose value over time. Teach this principle: own what grows, not what glows. Document the blueprint. Don't let your strategies live only in your head. Write them down, record videos, leave instructions, and create a blueprint for your family so they're not starting from scratch. That's how legacies are built, intentionally, step by step. There are plenty of examples available online. Because your life is more than your lifetime, your actions today echo for generations. Choose to echo freedom for your loved ones and theirs to come. When you have done this, you've made it. Chapter 10. Living life on your terms, designing a freedom-based lifestyle. What if you could wake up without an alarm clock, travel without checking your bank account, or pursue passion projects without worrying about the bills? That's not just a dream. That's the lifestyle that financial independence unlocks. Define what freedom looks like for you. Freedom is personal. For some, it means retiring early. For others, it means working part-time in a business they love, homeschooling their kids, or traveling the world. Financial independence isn't about quitting everything. It's about choosing everything. You define the rules now. Ask yourself, what do I want my life to feel like? Once you have that picture, every financial decision becomes clearer. You're not just saving or investing anymore. You're building a life by design. Time is the real wealth. We know this now. Money is a tool, but time is the treasure. Use your freedom to reclaim your hours. Spend more time with loved ones. Rest, serve, create, explore. When you stop trading time for survival, you use it for significance. The wealthiest people aren't those with the biggest bank accounts. They're the ones who control their calendars and not the other way around. Serve and inspire others. Living life on your terms doesn't mean forgetting where you came from. In fact, the more free you become, the more impact you can make. Mentor someone. Create jobs. Fund the causes you care about. Freedom isn't selfish. It's a platform to lift others. This chapter is your reward, but it's also your responsibility. Because now you know what's possible, and your life becomes a living message. It can be done. Chapter 11. The final step, taking action. Now you've read the chapters, you've seen what's possible, you've felt the pull of freedom and the cost of staying stuck. Now it's time for the most critical decision of your journey. Will you act? Start small, but start today. Don't wait until everything's perfect. You don't need a six-figure income or a perfect financial plan. You need a willingness to take one small, bold step. Believe in yourself. Open a savings account. Track your expenses. Pick up a book on investing. Create a side hustle. Cancel a subscription you don't use. That small move breaks inertia, and that's where transformation begins. Investigate high-yield savings accounts. They work and pay much more interest than a regular savings account. Remember that your money is a tool, and you need to put it to work and work hard while you sleep. Decide who you're becoming. Stop identifying with struggle. You are not your debts. You are not your past mistakes. You are someone becoming free. Every time you choose growth over comfort, you reinforce that identity. Say it out loud. I am building wealth and creating freedom. I am not waiting. I am moving now. Write down your why. When it gets hard, and it will, you'll need a reason to keep going. Write down why you're doing this. Is it for your children, your health, your peace of mind? That reason will keep you anchored when motivation fades. This isn't the end, it's the beginning. This final chapter isn't a goodbye, it's a launch pad. You now carry a new mindset, tools, and vision. And as you take action, you'll inspire others to do the same. So don't just close this book, open your life. Step into the journey. Financial independence is not only possible, it's waiting for you. And your future self is already proud. A personal thank you from the entrepreneur. To you, the dreamer. If you've made it to this point in the book, I want to tell you something straight from my heart. Thank you. Not just for reading, but for believing. Believing that your life can change. Believing that financial freedom isn't just for the privileged. It's for the persistent. believing that there is still a way forward even in the middle of your struggle. You've taken an assertive step today. You chose knowledge over fear, strategy over survival, and today you're not who you were yesterday. This is not the end of your journey. It's the beginning of a new path. One where you are the builder, the visionary, the one who holds the brush towards your canvas, the one who doesn't fold when life gets hard, but flips the script with faith and focus. Did I ever mention what FOCUS stands for? Here we go. Follow one course until successful, and I know you got this. I created the entrepreneur, not to be a superhero who saves you, but a guide who reminds you that the power was always in you. Keep showing up. Keep stacking wins. Keep choosing strategy, even when struggle knocks on your door. And when you need a reminder, come back, reread this, reignite that fire, because your future self is counting on you not to give up or give in. I'll see you in the next book. We're just getting started. From struggle to strategy, talk with yourself. You've got this. With purpose and power, the entrepreneur O. If this hit home, don't just close this book. Follow the mission and join me at theentrepreneuro.com, because your freedom story starts now.